welcome to the latest edition of Cleaverfield & Rankin's legal podcast series. I'm Olivia Gillespie, Marketing Executive at Cleaverfield & Rankin, and today I'm joined by Employment Solicitor Jenny Rankin.
Hi Olivia.
Along with Anna Free.
Hi Olivia.
Who is a trainee solicitor in our dispute resolution team. Today we're discussing health and safety in the workplace, paying particular attention to how manufacturing businesses can ensure that they maintain compliance with health and safety legislation in Northern Ireland and better ensure the safety and well-being of their employees. So my first question is for you, Jenny. What is the current health and safety legislation in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, thanks Olivia. So the primary piece of legislation in Northern Ireland in respect of occupational health and safety is the Health and Safety at Work Northern Ireland Order. This statute sets out the main framework for employers to follow in order to ensure the safety of their employees within this jurisdiction. There have been a number of regulations made under this legislation, including the Management of Health and Safety at Work regulations. These set out more explicitly what organisations must do in order to comply with the Health and Safety Work Order. So as you mentioned, Olivia, we are especially focusing on how health and safety in the workplace is so important for manufacturing companies. Due to the nature of manufacturing businesses, they have potentially greater exposure to risk. Therefore, they should regularly review their practices and health and safety policies in order to ensure legal compliance. It is important for businesses to be aware of their legal obligations under the legislation in order to protect themselves from the risk of litigation, which Anna will discuss later on. So some key takeaway points from the existing NI legislation, which employers should be aware of, are firstly the requirement to appoint a health and safety officer in the workplace. So this may be a third party or someone who works within your organisation who has the necessary skills, knowledge and experience to maintain health and safety in the workplace. It is also mandatory to keep a record of certain workplace accidents which occur, including any instances of work-related disease. You should have a clear system of reporting in place within your health and safety policy or handbook, which should be easily accessible to your employees.
Great, thank you, Jenny. So Anna, I'm going to turn to you now. What can happen in the worst case scenario if someone is injured at work and an employer is found to have failed in their compliance with health and safety legislation?
Thanks, Olivia. So your business could be exposed to civil action claims by employees if your company doesn't adhere to health and safety legislation. So it's vital to ensure that you have concrete workplace procedures and policies in place to protect your employees from the risk of injury and also to best protect your business from the risk of litigation. In Northern Ireland, employees have 3 years to make a claim for personal injury. This date runs from the accident, and in real terms, this means that employees have up to 3 years to sue their employer for negligence if they experience an avoidable workplace accident. There are some exceptions to this rule, but they are rare. And in order to establish a claim of negligence in respect of a workplace accident, the employee must show that their employer breached their duty of care to the employee and show that there were damages as a result of the incident. Employers should also be mindful that they could face criminal prosecution if they fail to adhere to health and safety legislation. So, for example, very recently on the 19th of January, a Northern Irish company who manufactures animal food pleaded guilty during a criminal prosecution because of an accident with the machine which caused an employee to suffer severe crush injuries to his hand and then later had to be amputated. The company were fined £40,000 and the health and safety executive found this incident could have been easily avoided if the company had implemented a safe system of work for those employees working near dangerous machinery. And another example was the recent case of a metal finishing company in Newton Abbey who also pleaded guilty in criminal prosecution, very sadly due to the death of an employee following a forklift accident. The company was also fined £120,000, and again, health and safety executive found this could have been avoidable. Following this case, the executive reiterated that they will not hesitate to take enforcement action against employers who are found to fall below the required standards.
So obviously, employers of manufacturing businesses don't want to be left in a situation where they are defending themselves from civil action claims. So Jenny, can you give an example of any practical options employers can consider in order to ensure better health and safety standards in the workplace?
Yes, Olivia, I've already noted the importance of employers appointing, firstly, a health and safety officer and also keeping adequate records of any incidents which occur in the workplace. But other practical advice that I would give is to ensure that regular risk assessments are carried out of your workplace in order to identify any potential hazards to your staff. So it can be useful to have a staff consultation procedure in place to allow employees to continuously report any perceived risks formally so that they can be addressed at a managerial level. Secondly, it's important to provide adequate health and safety training to all employees to ensure safe practice. And also it's important to note that staff should receive refresher training periodically to ensure safe practices are maintained. It's important for businesses to ensure that they have adequate employer's liability insurance in place in case any work-related incidents do occur. Finally, all employers should have in place robust occupational health and safety policies to reduce risk of injury in the workplace and reduce the risk of any potential claims of personal injury due to negligence. In the employment team here at Cleaverfield and Rankin, we regularly develop bespoke health and safety policies for our clients to suit their business practices and ensure legal compliance. So if your health and safety policy is outdated, or if you do not have one in place, please do reach out to either myself or one of our team members who can provide specialist advice on this matter.
Great, thanks very much, Jenny. That just about wraps up today's podcast. Jenny and Dana, thank you very much for joining me. If you would like further information on health and safety considerations for manufacturing businesses, you can read our blog on the link provided, or if you would like to have confidential discussion about any of the issues raised today, please feel free to email us at info@cfrlaw.co.uk. Thank you.